Hi, I'm Jay.
And I am Erin.
And you're listening to episode 27 of the Salty Mother Clutchers podcast. What makes a good writing partner?
Well, I mean, ideally, if I'm riding with someone, we would ride well together. Like, I think that's like, that's the goal. Like, that's the best outcome, is that your person is also your favorite person to ride with, mm-hmm. because they're really good at riding. And because you together have created a way to ride that you can communicate without having to say a fucking word to each other and get each other's attention, or like you can follow each other's lead, whether you're the lead or the following bike.
Yeah, you should already have like a good foundation in like relationship communication that makes you a better communicator when you're riding.
Yeah, if you're riding with your partner.
If you're riding with your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that those things can happen like with like besties, and I think like I think that people can just have like a person they like to ride with that's not like a significant other, but they're like your riding buddy.
Yeah.
And yeah,
so I do this, but do you judge people that you see riding and like kind of invent their relationship based on that?
Yes, and I am judgmental if nothing else. Mm-hmm. So I'm always looking at like groups, and I'm looking at partners, and like they don't have to be like married people. Just like,
no.
I'm looking at like groups and like pairs and whatever of people who ride, and I'm constantly inventing like what the fuck their deal is. And I think I'm right.
Yeah. You can definitely tell like when you spot a group of bikes and there's like a couple bikes that are riding a certain way together, even like within a pack.
Yeah.
Or sometimes just on the highway. And, like, another group of bikes that are in the same pack, but they're riding a certain way, but differently?
They're doing their own thing?
Yeah.
Or a solo rider within a pack doing, like, their own thing?
Like, watching, like, a bunch of bro dads ride their bikes together is, like, way different than, you know, watching, like, a group of, like, you know, sport bike riders that ride together all the time. And, like, mm-hmm. they might ride really tight and do their thing. But, like, you see, like, the dad bikes, and you're like, oh, these guys don't ride together very often.
Yeah, you can totally... Well, or here's another little flipper there for you. Sometimes there's people that you ride with often, and you can ride with them a lot. Like you could say ride with them once a week or something, right? And you just literally do not trust them. So you ride completely differently with that person or people.
Yeah.
That you could be a good rider, but if someone was like outside looking in, they'd be like, what the fuck is all this noise? Like, what is this?
Yeah, it's like when that one person shows up to the party and you're like, who the fuck is this asshole?
Yeah.
And you just like have to shut your mouth and not say anything.
Or that one person shows up to the party and y'all look at each other like, who fucking invited them?
Ugh.
So yeah, that happens. I've been on lots of group rides before where I've been riding very cautiously and not tight to anybody because I have no trust.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard things on group rides. It's like, yeah, crazy. Like, I almost ran into you on going along the straightaway.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why?
How?
Like, no.
Okay, but so overall, though, like, I can think of, like, couples. Like, people who will call couples, and you can invent whatever couples means, that ride super well together, because they do it a lot. And that is fucking great, and I am here for it. And then sometimes you might end up finding yourself on like a group ride with multiple couples. And I'm, for the sake of this argument, like I'm talking about couples who the people all ride. They're not passengers.
Right.
They're riders.
Yep.
And so you can kind of like, I mean, maybe in a perfect world, you'd see like a couple, tiny space, a couple, a tiny space, a couple. Then there's that odd fucking one couple that like, they do not ride well together. Like they ride worse together.
Yeah. It's like, they're the only couple not holding hands.
Yeah.
It's like super weird.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about, and it's very weird. Yes. Like when I said like, you can spot like a couple's relationship based on the way that they ride together.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you guys better check yourself, because You ain't riding too good.
You should hold hands once or twice. You should try it. It's cute and nice. I mean, there's nothing worse than riding with anybody else who just, like, can't keep a pack. Yeah. Or keep with you. If it's not a pack, it's maybe just two of you. But, like, you can't keep that shit together. Like, God knows what the fuck is going on at home in your fucking marriage. I don't know. I don't want to know.
Now, back to the party analogy. That's like going to the party and someone's, like, ex shows up.
Oh,
that's that moment.
Who invited them? You're
like,
them?
What the fuck? No. Like, I don't care what kind of Virago you got. No.
Hey.
You can't come to the party.
Yeah, fuck. So, okay, we're talking about couples that all ride, but, like, then there's that whole other scenario where, like, it's couples where the one person is a passenger. And we've done lots of ridings with, like, We've done lots of riding with people who have brought a passenger. And, I mean, the easiest example of that is literally our parents, right?
Yeah. And, like, in all fairness, like, they're looking for a little bit of adventure. And, like, you know, motorcycles can do that. But, like, joining along on someone else's adventure is really putting a damper on that adventure, man.
We talked about that in the last episode.
Yeah.
And, I mean, my experience with riding with people who have passengers, and sorry, but passengers fucking complain too much. They need to stop too much, and it's like, oh, my back hurts. Oh, that's the seat's not big enough. Yeah, guess what, bitch? Go get your own bike. Like, trust me, it's better.
Yeah, and, like, we can talk about this more, like, after in the show, too, if we need to. But, like, that, it also changes, not only does it change the dynamic of the group, whoever is riding the bike that you would normally, say there's someone that you normally ride with, mm-hmm. and they're taking their passenger on the back, mm-hmm. it changes their entire personality for that ride.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, they're not the same person that you're used to riding with. They don't ride the same, they're acting weird, they're making dumb, stupid decisions because someone's looking over their shoulder.
But yeah, like, the person will ride completely differently. Aside from, yes, if you have a passenger, you're going to be riding differently because you're compensating, and you might want to hang back a little more because you need a little more space in case you need a break and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's all
that's a given.
That's a given. But when the person that you're riding with brought their buddy on the back seat, and it's like, oh, now you are no fun.
Yeah.
Now this whole thing's no fun because you're acting weird. That person's complaining. Ugh.
Yeah, but, like, if they didn't take that person on the bike with them that day, they may not be able to get out by themselves. They have to do, like, put their time in that one time so that they can go out again afterwards.
Yeah. That's a shame.
They're doing their part.
And they're doing their part to maintain something. I'm like, ugh, I don't know.
I mean, that's obviously foreign to us. But I think that comes down again to that weird, like, communication thing. It's like, or, like, just knowing your partner well.
Mm-hmm.
Like you see this person that you ride with all the time acting totally different around their partner than you're used to seeing. And it's like, well, who are you hiding what from?
Yeah.
Like, what part of the puzzle is missing to whom here?
Yeah.
I think they're
hiding it from their partner.
Are they?
I think they're trying to just, like, be cool for their partner so that their partner thinks, like, everything's, like, kind of normal. And then once they're gone, they're fucking like, woo! Like,
yeah, it's so weird.
So I was talking to a couple people about, like, a couple people that I know that, like, they ride, but their partners don't ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I never asked them this, but I was thinking, like, I wonder if there's, like, some amount of, like, jealousy for a partner who doesn't ride and also doesn't ever go on as a passenger, or if there's, like, actually their partners are like, goodbye, mm-hmm. you go run along now on your motorcycle, and then they're like, party time, free time, home alone, woo,
like D&D weekend.
Like, I don't know, right? I'm sure it happens. Like, I can get behind having a little bit of alone time, so I'm sure that there's lots of people that are like, you run along now on your motorcycle with your motorcycle friends. Yeah. Goodbye.
Go have some little gang time with your buddies.
Gang time. Fuck. But, like, even, like, and that could be, like, a parent, or that could be, like, it could be any situation, right? And it could be just people like, yeah, you go away and go do this thing, because when you go away, it only makes us better.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an introvert. You're an introvert. We know what it's like to need to be away from all humans.
Yep.
Because you need that sometimes.
Most of the time.
Maybe that's...
I only like one other human.
Oh, you're me, right?
Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day. So I was thinking about this other thing, which I want to say, like, I think it kind of sucks, but I can't say that fairly because I don't, it doesn't relate to me. But
anyway, I will be the judge.
You'll be the judge and you're going to say it fucking sucks. But it's when someone is a rider and they're like obsessed with their motorcycle, right?
Sucks.
And their partner doesn't get it because they don't ride a motorcycle. So they don't know what the freedom and they don't understand any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then that person is like, you should get a motorcycle. You should get a motorcycle so we could do this together. And then you'll understand how fucking awesome it is. And then the partner probably doesn't want to, but they eventually are worn down. And then they buy a motorcycle, which they do or do not ride.
I don't like that.
I can think of a few examples where I've seen that go down in my friends group. And it's like, one of my friends legit like got a motorcycle and then they rode a few times. And their partner is pretty aggressive about riding. And then they rode a few times and I rode with them. And they're a good rider, totally. Mm-hmm. And then one day I was like, want to go for a ride? And they were like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. And I'm like, oh, why?
Really?
Yeah. And they were like, you know what? It makes me, I'm anxious. I'm too anxious. I don't like it. I have to stop. I was like,
it's not for everybody.
Sweet. Good for you. You didn't do it to stay married. They're still married. Yeah. It's fine. But like that person was just like, I did this because they really, 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 really begged me to do it.
Well, I mean, consider the alternative. We probably know people in our circle of friends in this situation also. Aggressive rider, bug your partner to get a bike to start riding, get a bike, start riding with that partner, crash your bike.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Blows. I don't know. I feel really weird about that situation. And obviously, like, we started riding and, like, we talked about it in the last episode. There was probably, like, you know, a little bit of jealousy and a little bit of, like, pressure that existed that the two of us ended up riding. But it wasn't like one of us was like, I think you need to do this with me, so you should do it.
No.
It was just like, I'm doing it. Oh, cool. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Our entire marriage has just been one competition after the next.
Cute.
So I had this funny thought, like thinking about all this relationshipy stuff. Like, you know how when people have like shit marriages and like shit relationships?
Yes, like, yes, I do.
And like the number one thing that they do to ruin their lives, but to save their marriage is to have children. What if they just got a motorcycle?
Well, here's the thing. From what I have learned from the many people I know who rode motorcycles and then had children, the thing is, you got to give up your motorcycle. They give up their motorcycles.
Yeah, that's a
because they're like, double. I don't want to die on my children, or my partner told me I'm not allowed to ride in case I die and leave them here with the children.
Yeah, here's the thing. No one wants to die.
Here's the thing. One of my friends was telling me that like their partner doesn't ride, but that she rides and she just takes the children on the bike.
Yeah. Yeah, like I know some people that like have like their children on the back of the yes. bikes, but like their spouse, like, her partner
doesn't want to.
So like, yeah, what's the fucking big deal?
I don't know. What is the fucking big
motorbikes deal? Motorbikes are way cheaper, way more fun than kids too.
I think half the time they're way more fun than marriages.
The amount of motorcycles that have broken up marriages versus the amount of children that have, I mean, come on.
Or the amount of motorcycles that came out of broken marriages.
Right.
And grown-up children.
Had they just realized earlier on that the motorcycle was the answer first.
Yep.
You wouldn't have to go through that failed marriage and the kids and all that shit just to get a bike in your fucking 50s.
It.
Like, no, get it now. Skip the kids.
Oh, there was one more thing that I wanted to talk about, but only in the spirit of Valentine's.
Okay.
And it's about single people who ride motorcycles and they're looking for love.
Oh, tell me more.
And they're looking for love. And I mean, I'm not a single person. I guess I'm always looking for a little love, but I wonder,
tell me more.
I wonder like how how much like motorcycle rallies and like meetups and stuff play a part in people like in the dating, like in the dating scene, like finding love connections, and how that blows right now because there's kind of no meetups and no rallies.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, how do you even be attracted to someone at a motorcycle rally when everyone looks the fucking same?
Well,
how do you pick? Which Waldo do you pick?
Nah, think about it. People are looking for their people, right? It's like you're not going to look at Harley Man if you're looking for a sport bike girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it already is kind of narrowed down a little bit. And,
and everyone's got their tats out, too. So you can definitely see someone's specific style.
And people are, I mean, people are definitely feeling a little looser and a little, like, flimsier at, like, a fun time event with probably lots of drinking and drugs and loud bikes. And I mean, like, it's got like its whole like bro culture, and it's got like a lot of just like let loose, right? Be wild. So I mean, I've been to events where I've seen people make some love connections, and I wonder how that's playing out for people right now who are single looking for love at all the motorcycle places that don't exist.
Don't know. Don't really care, though.
Happy Valentine's.
This was kind of like called in from a listener a while back, so I put it on a little list.
You are not stealing this!
Do you know what fucking sucks?
What fucking sucks?
Encountering slow pack riders on the road, or slow bikers on the road.
I don't know about this!
What?
I don't know about what listener wrote this one in. I mean, I can guess, but... Okay, yeah, that.
Mm-hmm. So, like, whether you're out riding in a group of people, a pack with your buddy, or you're just riding out by yourself, and you see the fucking taillight ahead of you, and you're like, is that, do I see a mirror? Is that, yeah, it's a bike. And you look down and see how fast you're going. You're like, I'm going, you know, the speed limit-ish. And then you catch up, and you're like, fuck my life.
What do I do?
And, like, you're stuck, and, like, yeah, sure, if it's on a straightaway and there's passing and stuff, that yeah, you sneak up on this person, and you gently go around, and you go, goodbye.
Yeah.
But, like, those moments when you just fucking can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, on the Cabot Trail, or doing, like, the Fundy in New Brunswick. Like, anywhere where it's, like, windy, kind of, you know, questionable roads. I'm looking at you, New Brunswick.
Yeah.
And, like, you just can't get around these people. And, like, and they're also fucking all over the road, usually. And it could be, like, one bike. It could be 10 bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's worse when there's 10 bikes because you're stuck behind them. And you're like,
how do I pass 10 bikes?
And how do I pass 10 bikes that are riding like assholes? And then I'm not the asshole. Like, how do I not be the asshole that wants to pass 10 bikes that are riding way too fucking slow?
I think it just depends on what road you're on. Like, if you're on some back shit road, like, you probably can't pass 10 bikes. No. Like, you probably just can't. And it's not because, like, you physically aren't good enough to pass 10 bikes. It's that the road isn't good enough to pass 10 bikes.
Yeah, but then you have, like, I mean, I've been passed by people that would, like, try to go around. They couldn't go around everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember this one time we were coming off the ferry, so there was just a pack of bikes coming off the ferry.
Yeah.
And, like, someone just, like, climbing the ladder. They're just, like, going in, passing two bikes, ducking in and cutting people off.
That fucking sucks. That's its own fucking sucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Currently, that person has not read the code. they're going to be receiving that book for Christmas.
But, I mean, like, that person also needs a fucking serious lesson in patience.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, yeah, that is a real sucker, that one.
Total suck factor 10.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I can pass them, like, I don't like being a prick about it. But, like, it's like, look, you're going too slow. I got places to be. And, like,
sometimes I'm riding with a pack and I want to pass all the people I'm with and leave them.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's on, like, a different fucking wavelength of a joyride than you are. And you're like, no, I have shit to do. And like, that shit could be nothing. It just could be more fun than this.
I have 2 days off per week, and this is taking up too much of that one day off. Yeah. Goodbye.
It's brutal.
Yeah, that is gross. And then, like, you want to feel like not an asshole. So, like, I don't know how you gently do that to not be an asshole.
Well, what I try to do is I try to go, I don't try to burn rubber around them like a fucking dickberg. I just try to go at a constant casual speed. I usually try to look at them in the eye, give them a little wave, mm-hmm. and be on my little old way. But like, there, you still feel like, I can't believe I gotta pass another biker.
I mean, I hate passing one other biker.
Yeah.
Like, that's awkward enough, let alone a pack. Ugh. I don't know about looking for love at rallies. 4, 3, 2
Stop it. Hi, I'm Jay.
I'm laughing. I'm sorry.
Hi, I'm Jay. And I'm fucking pissed.
I don't think that's what we're talking about.
Hi, I'm Jay.
And I'm Aaron.
What? You laughed at me again. Doctors and dads and fucking wankers putting on their leather vests and their high heels and whatever for the weekend.
Yeah, bitch. Get your own bike.
Hi, I'm Jay.
And I'm Aaron.
I was just joking that time. And you're listening to... That's not even words. 47 of the Salty Mother Clutchers podcast.
And don't... Just don't have kids. It's better for the planet, too.
And you're listening to episode 27 of the Salty Mother Clutchers podcast. It's as good as it's going to get. Children have little tiny footprints, but their carbon footprint... is much larger than a motorcycle's.